Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We should not be overcomplicating Halloween. Halloween is not hard to figure out. And there is a Halloween etiquette article in the Minnesota Star Tribune that we can reference. But for the sake of the listening audience, we're going to go and put together a list of items that we believe with you that should be our Lake Show etiquette for Halloween. Okay? So 651-461-9226. We're going to have this conversation in real time with you guys on the text line. You can call in too. Like, it's not hard. We can work through this with regards to age, times of day, like certain things with regards to Halloween trick-or-treating, okay?
Oh, trick-or-treating, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's fundamentally, that's the biggest portion of this, of the questions, okay? So first and foremost, okay, let me go ahead and make sure that I'm typing these down. The very first thing that people should understand is when trick-or-treating, especially when it starts to get darker out, you don't approach a house that doesn't have the light on. If the lights are off,
Correct.
You don't even think about it. Don't go ringing the doorbell, because the reason why the light is off is either they're not home or whatever, or the light is off because they're letting you know we are not participating in Halloween.
Correct.
So evaluate that. I want to hear from you too.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. It could be maybe they're not home, or they're busy with other things, or they ran out of candy. But yes, either way, if a light is not on, this is not the Motel 6, right? They are not going to leave the light on for you.
So if the lights are off, don't approach. We
agree
on that.
Off, go, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's number one. And these, I think that some of these people will be like, no, I don't agree with you. And if you don't agree with me, call in or hit us up on the text line. But I think that one's pretty clear.
I think that's pretty, yeah, that's self-explanatory. That's something that if you've got kids that are wondering, like as a parent, if you see it, you have to tell your kids, this is one we pass on. This is one we pass on.
All right, so this one's tricky. This one is, I don't think that this one's universal. The question comes in, especially with small children, are costumes required? Are costumes required? I would say this. You would think that if it's going to be celebrating Halloween, that young kids would have costumes on. But mm-hmm. if a kid that's small, young kid, shows up at the door, does not have a costume on, it's not as though I'm not going to give them candy. Of course, this 7-year-old or 8-year-old or 5 or 7, I'm going to give them candy. Even if they just got jeans on or a t-shirt, even if they're not in a costume. But I do believe from an etiquette standpoint that these young kids, if it's about Halloween, have a costume.
Oh, yeah. Young kids love dressing up in costumes. They do. Like, that's part of it.
But do you not give them candy, though, if they show up at your door without a costume on?
No, because okay. I don't think I've ever encountered a kid less than 10 that hasn't at least put something on. That hasn't, because that's part of the fun for Halloween. Like, as a kid, part of it is figuring out your costume. And then you figure out your costume, and then you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to go out there because I'm going to have the neatest costume. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get candy. That's part of it. As a kid, it goes hand in hand.
All right. So the first one we've said is if the lights are off, don't approach. The second one is costume is not required. Third, and this one is one I think that some people may find sticky, okay? But I say that you don't get to go trick-or-treating if you are now in middle school and high school. Like, that's, once you get to middle school, it's a wrap. So that means when you get to fifth and sixth grade, mm-hmm. that's the cutoff. Anything past that, I mean, you're just too old.
See, this is where...
That's too old.
This is where I'm going to push back a little bit, okay. Because it's funny, because at this very moment, I'm over here texting my wife, and she, like, my daughter has not been into the trick-or-treating. She's just kind of been, you know, not really into it. A friend of hers, and she's 15, a friend of hers now wants to trick-or-treat. And I'm getting this information in real time.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what are they going to do? You know, what are their costumes? Like, what? And they're working on all the logistics right now. Keep in mind, this is a kid who has had no interest in trick-or-treating.
And the friend is how old?
I think the friend is like 14.
Okay.
So I would not have a problem with kids that age if they put in the work for the costume.
And I disagree. I think 14 and 15 is too old.
So if my kid came to your house,
14 and 15 is too
old.
You would say no. When you are of high school age,
you would give her raisins.
When you are of high school age, the way that you navigate trick-or-treating and candy is school. That's the difference. When you are of a certain age, in 7th, 8th, and into high school, you do the fun thing at school. You don't go through the neighborhood knocking on doors. In my opinion, do they
even do the thing at school anymore? Like, I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if they even do things at school, like Halloween parties or anything like that. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't think that you have to have like a specific, like, something in your classroom. But I mean, you can do stuff with your friends. I mean, kids are creative. We know that.
Well, this is what she wants to do with.
I think it's too
one
old.
Of her best friends.
I'm just
okay.
saying. In my opinion, I think it's too old.
If
you guys would like to weigh in and give us some of the etiquette, you think 651-461-9226. I cut you off.
Yeah. No. If she's willing to put in the work, then let's see. Then I agree. Go out and do it. But yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I have no problem with it as long as you're going to put in the work.
All right. From the 612, no cutoff for middle school. I'd rather have them do that than all the other mischievous things they could do. I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily like saying that there's a lot of things kids could be doing
mm-hmm.
mischievously. I don't think that the trick-or-treating like falls to the category of like, oh yeah, they could be out, you know, stealing, you know.
Well, I mean, you're talking
Kia,
like
Kia car.
Yeah. Like, well, well, you know, like the, you know, toy, you know, TPing, like fun things. But I don't know what mischievous things kids do nowadays. I mean, I know from what I hear, what I see, but I don't know what kids are out there doing on a day-to-day basis. They're out there probably doing something 6-7, 6-7, whatever that is. You know, they're probably just sitting around at their homes going 6-7, 6-7, because that's a thing now with kids. And nobody knows what it is.
And they follow up with, it's just fun, let them have fun. This one from the 952, show up at my door as a 14-year-old wearing a hoodie, and you're getting a single mint I stole from Applebee's.
I don't even give them the mint. See, the thing is, you got to have raisins. You got to have apples. You got to have, like, erasers. You got to have the things that kids, you need to reward the kids that put in the work and the kids that don't. You don't want to just give them nothing, but you got to give them it's got to be symbolic, right? I mean, don't you? You got to give them like raisins or something, that they hate.
All right, so let me get to this from the Minnesota Star Tribune. The question in the paper, they say, is this. You say trick or treat. The homeowner offers a bowl of candy and invites you to help yourself. What's the best practice? Okay, I'll read to you what they say is the answer. You might want to ask, how many can I take if it's unclear? Do we agree with that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, it says, otherwise, yeah. One or two is usually a pretty good rule of thumb rather than, you know, a big fistful. I agree with that.
Yes, agreed, especially if it's early in the night.
There are other kids that are going to be coming, and you might want to make sure that there's enough treats for them. Also, just grab a candy from the top of the batch rather than digging all the way through looking for that perfect candy. I agree with that assessment. Now, I will say this, though.
Yeah, but you don't want a Snickers sitting there and you grab like a Butterfinger.
No, they're not saying don't put your Snickers hand in the bag. They're saying you don't get to just go through and like you're looking at it with a, you know, fine tooth.
But that's when you're like mining for gold, though. You pick up a whole bunch and then you let the ones that you don't want like slip through your fingers.
They're saying that that's not appropriate. I will say this, too, about the one or two. I think that this is pretty obvious with regards to etiquette. If a house is giving out full-size bars, you get one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't get multiple. If they're giving out full-size Snickers, you get one. You don't get to grab all that you want. That's not how it works.
No, you don't. Although at the end of the night, if you're at the end of the night and the homeowner still has a lot of candy, and they seem like they are willing to let you have a little bit more, then I feel like it's up to the homeowner's discretion. But if you're early,
with the full size?
With any of it.
I think if you're grabbing two and three full size candy bars, you're being greedy.
But like at the end of the night, if it's like, What
is the end of the night?
But see, that's the thing. How late is it?
Well, I'm going to give you this. This is to me another etiquette thing, and you can weigh in 651-461-9226. I believe that you don't trick or treat past 9 o'clock.
Okay, I agree with that.
I think 9 o'clock is the cutoff.
Does it change because it's on a Friday?
No.
Okay. See, I would have even have gone earlier. I would have gone like 8:30, because it naturally just kind of dies off on its own because the younger kids are getting home.
But let's say that there's after school programs and somebody's got to get you and walk you through the neighborhood. Because after school programs, stuff like that, you could say that could be 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30, whatever. I think that 9 o'clock is that's late enough. Like 9 o'clock may be way too late. Chris just stated that he said potentially 8 or 8:30 is when people stop doing whatever. I would say just to be safe, especially with the stragglers, 9 o'clock is probably what you're looking at. 651-461-9226. This from the text line, my granddaughter tricked and treated through high school in the immediate neighborhood with a friend. She made her own Phantom of the Opera mask and put together the costume. No mischief. 9 is a good cutoff, according to the text line. All right. Do we have one phone call on this topic? Let's go to Brian in Shakopee. What's up, Brian? Brian.
First time, Mr. Lade.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for the phone call.
Doing great. Just a couple comments. My kids are in their low 20s now. What I've seen in our local area is that the younger to middle-aged teens will actually come around a little bit later. They may not be in a costume, but what they always have been doing food donation drives to the local food shelf. So that's always been a nice change.
Wait, and you say your kids are listen. You say your kids are in the they're in their 20s?
Yes, 23 and 20, respectively.
Got you. All right, thanks for the phone call. Hey, look, you won't get any pushback from me because right now when we start talking about food banks and stuff like that and we start talking about SNAP benefits and everything, like, you will not get any pushback from me. I mean, no. I actually think that that's kind of a cool thing in terms of, like, a canned good to go towards people
something
that
good,
will be in need.
Especially now when people need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, when you were talking about, like, the rules, I thought you were... And like essentials, I thought you were talking about the French maid outfits and the nurses and things like that. That's where, but you quickly corrected me before I even had a thought, so that's probably wise.
I mean, is that what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
I mean...
You're doing Lara Croft Tomb Raider? Is that what you're doing?
Hey, man.
I didn't know you were into that kind of game.
Have you seen my top? Yes, right?
Bite of the Night is next. All right, so this Bite of the Night, I actually want Christopher Tubbs to set it up because I actually haven't heard this soundbite. Typically, I will select or pass along a Bite of the Night to Chris Tubbs or whoever is producing, but tonight Chris has pulled one he thinks is pretty solid.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tell me, give me a little bit of perspective on this Bite of the Night.
Yeah, well, earlier today, you know, Donald Trump, of course, you know, overseas, and, you know, we've been seeing this influx of National Guard at various places in the United States. And he has basically said the people and the individuals in the United States, well, they really don't care if we're sending in additional military into our cities. And here's what he said.
Our people in the service, and you know, people don't care if we send in our military, if we send in our National Guard, if we send in Space Command, they don't care who the hell it is. They just want to be safe. And we're doing that with all of our cities that are troubled. We have cities that are troubled. We can't have cities that are troubled And we're sending in our National Guard. And if we need more than the National Guard, we'll send more than the National Guard, because we're going to have safe cities. We're not going to have people killed in our cities. And whether people like that or not, that's what we're doing. Our people.
Oh, man.
So, okay. So, yeah, whether or not people like it, we're going to do it. Here is the deployment and the militarization of the National Guard. And, you know, Donald Trump does not want to stop at the National Guard. He wants to occupy several branches of the military. At least that's the impression that he's giving me. Maybe I'm wrong by him saying he, you know, wants to do more. And when you're saying, you know, whether or not the people like it, there is some of this institution, the illegality of the Constitution. And institutionally, this is incredibly unethical. But this is where we are at. And saying that when you've got, you know, military overseas, it just it bears the question, when is this done? Like, when does the military occupation of blue states, not red states, mind you, blue states, when does that end? Because I don't see an end in sight. It almost seems like there's a plan in place to use military more and more to his advantage, to the point that it can interfere with some of our other, you know, executive processes.
And let's be clear here. He is doing things like this in blue states as opposed to red states. And it's, we've seen from all the data and the assessments with regards to crime and murder rates, when we talk about the populations with regards to the different states and specifically with red states, 8 of the top 10 cities with the highest murder rates and populations of at least 100,000 were in red states. He's not sending them to red states. Why is that? Well, I think that we all know why that is, but some people just don't want to discuss and talk about it.
It's all about the optics, right? This has nothing to do with crime. This has nothing to do with crime. We know that this has nothing to do with crime. We know this is all
about... Oh, don't tell Dan Hopkins that.
But this is all, it's an obvious play. Kool-Aid drinkers won't think so, but it's an obvious play. We know it because, I mean, if that's the case, wouldn't you go down to Jackson, Mississippi? Wouldn't you go down to some of these more impoverished and some of these more...
How about Birmingham?
Violent Birmingham, Alabama. But you pick and choose what you pick and choose what you think the facts tell you. And the facts don't line up with whatever this administration is trying to tell us.
Coming up next, we need more female leaders in male sports. I'll tell you why next year on the Lake Show. I think it's awesome. It is absolutely awesome that we're seeing women, female leaders, have a positive impact in male sports. And I think that we should see more of it, because I think that when we have women in a male space observing and evaluating, you have a different set of eyes and opinions and maybe way of thinking about things. That's helpful. And I think that we should look at it in that way. I know that right now we live in a world where people want to frame diversity as a bad thing. But
that's awful.
I think that sexism is a bad thing, in that we should all appreciate and seek out to get opinions from others. And so I bring this up because, and I know it was kind of funny for people to see this earlier in the season, But the Colts owner, because Robert Irsay passed away.
Jim?
Jim Irsay, that's right. One of his daughters, Carly Irsay Gordon, is the owner. Okay? And I know that the first couple of weeks of the season, it came up and there was video of her being on the sidelines, which is no different than when sometimes when you see Jerry Jones wanting to walk around and stuff like that. But she has a headset on. And I think that people think it's kind of funny. It looks a little odd, right? I totally get that.
Fangirling.
But she's got a headset on. But listen to her talking to the media about her experience as an owner being on the sideline with the headset on.
I need to learn more about this. I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? And I think one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is, to the question earlier, it's such a complex organism of football team and how it operates. And on game day, and you could say, oh, that person ran that route wrong. When you learn to find, oh, someone tagged the wrong wide receiver, and it wasn't really the player's fault, it was the person that called it. So, and it's never, I think that's been a very valuable, because it also helps us be able to know, where do we need to make tweaks? What resources do we need? What do we need to fix? So much of it comes down to just how we operate and how things work. And the headsets are really, I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially.
Oh, my gosh. That is running your operation the right way. And this is the thing. I am not sitting here saying that just because you have a female in your front office or part of ownership or whatever, part of your coaching, like you're automatically going to win whatever or be a great team or a great organization. I'm not saying any of that, okay? But when you look at the uniqueness of how she just kind of broke that down and her willingness and wanting to learn, like, that's the thing about this. This has always been a male-dominated space. Mm-hmm. And when you have a female that wants to learn, that wants to actually uplift the organization that she is owning, I think that that's a different dynamic. Like, she's not just trying to sit there and collect the check or collect the money. She wants to see how to make the organization better.
Yeah, I think two things.
That's insane to me. I thought that's a great soundbite.
Yeah, two things with that. Number one, the very fact that she's on the headset and she wants to learn. She wants to learn more, which tells me she knows that she doesn't know everything. She understands that. Some guys would come in, I'm not going to name Jerry Jones's name, but there are some owners out there of America's team that think that they know everything, and they hold press conferences and they let you know how smart they are. And they haven't had success since we were in high, or at least I was in high school. So it's been a long time. Number two, I think the fact that she's been doing this for several years.
Yeah.
Like, she's been on the field. And it just so happens.
But it didn't take off until this year because they actually got good this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7-1. The Colts are the best team. You can make the case the best team in the NFL because they are 7-1. And, you know, obviously they made a risky decision in the offseason. They signed Daniel Jones, who was here for a hot minute, and decided to give him the job of starting quarterback over Anthony Richardson, who is a hand-picked guy. He's still a young quarterback, I believe in his second or third year out of Florida.
This is third year.
Third year, but just cannot stay healthy. So they went out and they felt that
he might end up being a bust.
He might end up being a bust. But right now, Daniel Jones has played himself into the MVP conversation, which is so weird. But that's because you've got an owner who I feel is willing to evaluate all different parts of the organization. And the thing is, Henry, I get the impression she understands that she doesn't know everything. And that's the great thing, because there are people that she can rely on, people that she can talk to that can help her go in that right decision, that right direction.
I just think that that and someone on the text line says, hey, do all the athletes have a mother? Oh, would they be here without, I think maybe this is talk to text, without one? Yes. Ladies know sports too. I've known that my entire life. Like, you're preaching to the choir here. Like, but we live in such a sexist society, and we always have pushback on women. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to tell me. You need to talk to the majority of the...
They're a DEI hire.
The barstool bros that believe that women don't know a damn thing. Like, Mina Kimes knows what she's talking about, but there are a lot of guys out there...
Sarah Spain knows what she's talking
that
about.
...that can't stand Mina Kimes.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because she's on TV talking about football.
If you haven't played it, then you shouldn't be able to talk about it. Which is so ridiculous.
You didn't put your hand in the dirt. I can't remember who that was, the Auburn coach that said that many years ago. You didn't put your hand in the dirt. He was talking about Condoleezza Rice.
Oh.
Yeah, gotta put your hand in the dirt.
Yeah, it is. I hope that the success that they're having can maybe open up people's eyes to the fact that if you have women in the right position, women are more than qualified. Now, as long as they're not coaching or making the really important decisions, then they're fine. You know, maybe they can tell you, what kind of meat do you want on your sandwich? What kind of vegetables do you want on your sandwich? And obviously I'm kidding. You guys know that I'm kidding. But I think that if you look at this, you're
Pat
like, okay.
Dye, that's who it was. Pat Dye, okay. 2013.
Yeah, whenever we have I think the Marlins had a female in their front office. I think the Padres did as well. It's such a huge thing. It's like, well, is it really that big of a deal, or are you just making it a big deal? Because the way that sports are, like, you can evaluate things. You don't have to be an expert in the X's and O's to be a very good part of an organization, and you don't have to be a man. So I it's a reason to cheer for the Colts, I think, because she's very humble, too. She seems very humble and just very matter of fact. And I dig that. I really, really dig that.
Yeah, I just think that this is evidence again that when you have people that typically haven't been in the space and you have their eyes and their insight and their different perspective, especially when they're all about learning, like she's really trying to learn.
That, yes.
It just helps you, man.
Yeah, well, because she understands there's a big picture. And she understands that she doesn't know it all. So you have people who think that they know everything about everything. And that's not the case.
Yep.
You don't know everything, Jerry.
Yep. Coming up next, let's get to headlines. That's next here on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for headlines. Let's check in with the news desk. That is Christopher Tubbs.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We do that each and every night here at 745.
That's my little news deal that they used to, the old-timey news. Hey, the city of Minneapolis is announcing its Office of Police Conduct Review has cleared a backlog of complaints dating back to May of 2024. Now, this might be like cleaning out your email when you clean out your email box and you're like, oh my God, this is so great when you clean out your inbox. Yeah. Well, for them, 234 cases have now been cleared in what the city called its historic backlog of complaints against Minneapolis police officers. The number of cases has grown since 2020 when the city faced staffing challenges, making matters worse after the murder of George Floyd and the ensuing protest, unrest, and riots that took place across the city. In the past 16 months, there's been a focused effort to finish the work with more staff available and a structural change in the way it investigates cases. This according to Interim Director of City Rights Departments, Kayla McConnon Dyra. She did say, however, that many officers have been disciplined as a result and said it's creating more meaningful, transparent oversight and accountability for Minneapolis police. City did add 12 staff members and restructured the investigation process in order to work through the cases. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey celebrated the end of the backlog, saying it shows the city is, quote, making good on its commitment to a police oversight system that's transparent, responsive, and worthy of the people it serves.
Hey, look, this is the reality, is that we should always applaud efforts to get it right, to do better. If that means that we have to just be more on top of it and make sure that we're getting done and accomplishing what we need to do for the betterment of the police department and the people, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You know, perfection, you know, takes time, and it's never going to be perfect. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced he's suing the makers of Tylenol, claiming the companies failed to warn consumers about the risks of taking the drug while pregnant. Paxton filed a lawsuit against pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and its spinoff company, Kenvu, claiming the companies, quote, willfully ignored and attempted to silence the science connecting Tylenol to autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, violating the state's consumer protection laws. The suit also claims Johnson & Johnson broke the law by transferring liability to Kenvu, which spun off in 2023 to shield their assets against lawsuits. Lawsuit comes just a month after President Donald Trump and his top health officials urged pregnant women to stop taking Tylenol as it promoted an unproven link between the painkiller and a rise in autism amongst children.
Unproven.
Well, at least, you know, to everybody outside of the administration. Experts say multiple factors, including genetics, contribute to the development of autism. Several medical organizations have pushed back on the Tylenol autism claim.
Yeah, I just, this doesn't surprise me. I think that Ken Paxton probably was given a nudge, mm-hmm. don't you think, to go ahead and file this lawsuit?
I mean, no, he did this all on his own. All on his own.
I'm just saying.
He's an independent thinker, that fella. Hey, Elon Musk's polarizing political action since acquiring Twitter, later rebranded X in 2022, dramatically hurt the automaker's U.S. sales, underscoring how deeply its fortunes are intertwined with the billionaire's persona. Now, the findings quantify for the first time how the political actions of the world's wealthiest person, including his role in U.S. President Donald Trump's administration, may have cost Tesla billions in lost vehicle sales.
Billions.
Billions with a B, while benefiting rival electric car makers. According to a working paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research by Yale University economists, Tesla's U.S. sales would have been between 67 and 83% higher,
oof,
or 1 million to 1.25 million additional vehicles from October 2022 to April 2025, had it not been for what researchers call the, quote, Musk partisan effect. Now, the Yale University researchers linked the drop to Musk's increasingly partisan behavior, including his roughly $300 million in donations to the Republican candidates, as well as leadership of the Department of Government Efficiency, otherwise known as DOGE. I'm not sure if you'd heard of it, but that was a thing under Donald Trump. According to surveys cited in the report, Musk's political stance has alienated environmentally minded Democratic buyers, historically Tesla's strongest base, while in turn has also boosted the sales of competitors' electric and hybrid vehicles by roughly 17 to 22%.
I have seen people with Teslas that literally they have stickers on their vehicles.
Oh, yep, I know exactly where you're going.
It's basically like, I bought this before I figured out he was an idiot.
Yeah, I bought this before Elon went crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that. And then the other thing is, Doge has been so ineffective, we don't even hear about Doge anymore. Why is that?
I mean, you didn't get your Doge check?
Americans don't even talk about Doge anymore.
I mean, well,
they got all of our information.
Well, I mean, Doge, yeah, I can't believe you didn't get your Doge check yet. I mean, I've already spent mine.
Oh, I didn't get one.
Yeah. Mine's already, it's sitting away for...
Wait, you got a Doge check and I didn't?
Yes. You got to believe in Doge.
Sounds like racism to me.
Yeah, it's absolute. It's financial racism. Those of us that don't have the comma in our bank accounts...
I am kidding.
We need that. I'm kidding either. I didn't save my Doge check. I spent it. Hookers and
blood. I'm rich, man.
No, whoa.
Man, what's up with that? I said I'm rich. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I had to scale it back a little.
You didn't mute yourself.
Well, you know what? I stopped myself at that point. Well, you know what I spent it on? I spent it on too much oil because I like to party like Diddy. But you know what? Diddy getting out. He ain't getting out anytime soon. May 8, 2028. And it sounds like he is not going to get a pardon, at least as of yet. May 8, 2028, like the freak-offs, return.
Oh, gosh.
Get your baby oil ready.
He could have been in jail so much longer, though.
Yeah, just over 4 years. I mean, he should have been put away. Diddy, pretty lucky.
Coming up next, I saw a story about a popular former NBA athlete, and it made me think about who I would hit the red carpet with for my dream date. We'll get to that next.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.